Hi, and welcome to another podcast by Adam Jaffrey. Tonight I'm talking about, and it's a bit of a follow-up to my last boo, number 22, where I talked about marketers being bad at marketing, and how the marketing and advertising industries are perceived as deceptive and, you know, slimy and whatever. And a couple of days ago, I listened to a podcast, as I usually do, by Mitch Joel, which is titled 6 Pixels of Separation. And his most recent episode, number 269, he interviewed Bob Knorp, who is the host of another show called The Beancast. And Bob is a very intelligent man. And Mitch asked him, how do we encourage more people to enter the marketing and advertising industry? And Bob's response was very insightful, and it played a lot of relevance to my question and my thought about marketers being bad at marketing. So I just want to somewhat paraphrase what Bob said. So in regards to the reputation of advertising, Bob said that there's a perception of what we do as being slimy and not telling the truth, of lying to the public. And he said, branding should not be the responsibility of the marketing department. Brand belongs to the CEO, right from the top, telling people how our business should be conducted. There's this disconnect going on between what we say and what we do. And as long as that disconnect happens, people will distrust us. And our entire industry is going to continue to be seen as a bunch of deceptive persuaders who are not telling the truth as long as this disconnect happens. Now, when a brand from the very top says, this is how we do business, that helps to inform how our brand controls all operations. So, brand informs how we manufacture, it informs how our customer service is conducted, who we sell to, how we sell. When a brand is like that, and brand encapsulates everything that the business does, there is a huge amount of trust in that company. And really, that's what branding is about. Your brand should be about how you do business, not what you say to the public. Your actions reflect more about your brand than any kind of messaging campaign that you can construct. So, Bob had some really interesting insights, and like I said, plays a huge relevance to what I was talking about the other day. The very strange thing that he mentioned was that brand should not belong to the marketing department as it traditionally has, and that brand and brand management should be a role for the CEO. Now, whilst I'm quite interested in brand and brand management, and traditionally do see myself from the marketing side of things, and you know, want to hang on to brand management, I do somewhat agree with what Bob said. The branding of a business and everything that the business does, all of its actions should be reflected and go towards building that brand perception. And I think that can only be authentically done if it is managed from the top of the organization. Please do let me know your thoughts about this. Like I said, I can be contacted on Twitter at Adam Jaffrey. Or you can visit the Audio Boo page for this cast and leave a comment there. Thank you for listening. I'll speak to you next time.